Hello tonight. This is CJ. This is the Rock Wire with Derek and Brad. What do we have? We have fresh off the presses, fresh off the YouTube, Steel Panther on America's Got Talent. We have the new Electric Callboy video for Parasite, not even on Spotify yet. And I got the new shit. So here we go. Derek and Brad have saw this. I have not. Steel Panther on America's Got Talent semifinals.
I'm sure a lot of your friends are there. You should.
What song do they do here, boys?
Everything about that audition for me was just
death to all but metal.
AGT has been a killer experience for Steel Panther.
But metal?
How's the volume? Is the mix sound right?
By doing the best performance.
Can you hear it good?
So all right. I think it's one of our greatest songs ever, Death to All But Metal.
It's one of our first songs we recorded. But for it to be okay to air it on America's Got Talent, we had to alter the lyrics. I have been singing this song a long time, so now I have to retrain my brain.
And it's not easy to retrain this brain.
God, that's hard to switch.
How much hair dye has he used for this body?
So we've been working really hard.
Best hair extensions money can buy.
But we want to be known.
Wig.
The dream for all of us is to become the biggest.
Now remember, Brad, this is an audio podcast.
I know.
So the listeners can't see this video.
There's no way that we can't make the final.
Okay, that's the promo.
They actually bring pyro.
Satchel's got the green guitar tonight.
Well, Dojo Cat they put in there.
Dojo Cat looks like the devil in her new video. Didn't work for Charlie XCX, Doja.
Like Doggy Doo.
This is my favorite lyric here. But he goes rapidly like Dr. Seuss.
Satchel is going nuts.
Those fucking fuckheads.
Those lunkheads.
I think that was a Freudian slip. He wasn't supposed to swear.
I can say ass. Say ass.
Well, Michael Pfizer pretty much did Justin Bieber in. They got him.
Now check this out, see? What?
They're all chanting it.
Bring them in there. Clap.
Simon does not look impressed. I'm sorry, I miss Lexi. Come back, Lexi. I think Sophia and Heidi liked it.
Well, it's kind of funny. I watched it live like Brad did because, you know, we care about music. And no, Simon said it was his, I think him and
his favorite of the year.
His favorite live performance of the year. He loves them.
Yeah. I thought Michael sounded like shit too tonight.
They know what they're all about too. They know what songs they sing. They like them.
Yeah, I'm shocked they let them on there. But God, bringing heavy metal back. Now, here's a band that's so fresh and so cool. They don't need to be brought back. They're right on the cutting edge of heavy fucking metal. Okay. Electric Callboy, Parasite, the new video.
I'm so glad Dakota Heat brought this originally.
Oh, thank you. Band. Thank you.
I gotta give you kudos, man. You brought them. I
appreciate that. That's right.
Yeah, all right.
They were from Eskimo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our favorite Euro trash techno band. I love these guys. I smile every time I hear them.
So, Derek, there's a little story behind this. I was in a text message thread with CJ and 12 of his flat earthers. And I saw the video and I went, oh, my God, I got to send this to Derek. So I sent it and I put it in the wrong thread. And all of a sudden, I get this politically correct text message. Please delete this thread from your phone. This is CJ. These people, it's not Derek. These people would not appreciate it. the name of the song is Parasite.
Oh my Lord. Wow, they're really serious, aren't they? Jesus, get over yourselves. God.
Half of that story is true. Maybe 25%.
Boy.
I was trying to cut Brad a killer deal on my positive grid amp because I've upgraded it to the Yamaha, but he wasn't having it. He missed his chance. It would look good in your rock room and on the Tiki Leo, Brad.
Oh, it would.
All right. So I got a couple holdovers from last week and a song that we really need to get to and didn't make it. The new one by Dokken. It's actually really good. It's really good.
Brad's going to love it.
I know. You know what, Brad? You can just take your headphones off and go to the bathroom.
This isn't with George Lynch. This is not George Lynch.
It's not, but it could be. Here we go.
All right, let's do it. I'm excited. I want to go rocking with Dokken.
Yeah. Ooh, listen to this. I love that clean. Even Brad likes the clean.
That reminds me of Queensrÿche, certainly.
I can see that, Brad.
It's off the new album, Heaven Comes Down. It's called Fugitive. We're building, Derek. Building.
Who could love this song so far?
That's what kills it.
Okay, now we know Don is a shadow of what he used to be. Can he hold it together? Artwork on this new Dokken album.
It is cool.
Got a winged wolf coming out of the flames.
Yeah, on this track, Don doesn't exactly spread his vocal wings.
Well, he's got to stay away from the highs, right? Because he doesn't have that in him, so he's got to keep it low and slow.
So when this song was released, I was driving in my truck, and I had one of the kids I work with listening to it, because I play all the new releases on Friday, and he goes, does he have auto-tune? Or what's that new thing that the rappers use?
Auto-tune, yeah.
Yeah, we know what auto-tune is, old man. CJ and I are hip, okay?
You are the two oldest on the podcast, though.
And yet we're more hip than you?
I still eat glue.
It's all right.
So let's go. Let's get hipper. This is the new one by Youngblood. And this is for you, Derek. I need you to really fucking listen to these lyrics, because I was like, whoa. We have some a little too much information disclosure. Listen, this is a song that actually I'm putting Youngblood on suicide watch. This is damn near a cry for help. Just listen.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm scared to listen to it now.
My God, what have I done?
Very Eminem-esque early.
All right, kid, how's life? About time that we spoke. I talk about the day when you were 7 years old. The daughter took your little dick out, put it straight down his throat. You never said a word to anybody, no one was told. Your mum was in the same room, she was dying to know why when the curtain opened up, you were white as a ghost. She's probably finding out now in the lines you show why you'll never trust a guy in a tie and a coat. Cause you don't wanna do what your daddy did. Bury it deep down, keep it under your skin. So you put pen and paper, made a verse of it, and you murdered it. And the chorus went, you gotta kill somebody to be somebody to be who you wanna be. You gotta hit rock bottom and live through all the shit nobody believes. You gotta hurt some people, but first some people thirst. Start watching you bleed. And that's when you know that you made it. You made it when you hate it.
You think he's singing about himself?
Yeah.
Opinion goes, you're a posh queer bait and indulgent arsehole. Spits beer on the kids while infecting the ear holes. Mate, that's why you've been sent here to fuck with a fearful. Tits out, fuck boys in the back of the vehicle. Tracksuits, lipstick, got a Catholic's tearful. You don't wanna do what your daddy did. Bury it deep down, keep it under your skin. So you put pen and paper, made a verse of it, and you murdered it. And the chorus went, you gotta kill somebody to be somebody to be. Was it? Nah, don't get cocky, we ain't even started yet. You go back and forth from your North American tour. Your sister can't even look at you, she won't open the door. The story you told was only partially yours. You outed her in a magazine, who the fuck do you think you are? But you forget your family listens to the radio in the car. You're trying to be authentic, but you're taking it too far. You're messed up in a head, you're fucked up with your friends. Your family's upset, don't call them, you forget. You say, I'm sorry, Jem, things are pretty crazy right now. She said,
I love you, Don, but I fucking hate you right now.
You gotta kill somebody to be. Somebody to be who you
be. I'll tell you what, this song isn't gonna play on rock radio for obvious reasons, but this is a hit. I'm calling it right now. This song is gonna be fucking huge.
TikTok world.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't think he's messed up. He's talking about kids today.
I don't know. I think he's talking about, sounds like he maybe was molested or something.
I don't think that. I think what he's doing, it's the flash mob, the one-uppers. They're creating trauma so they can be cool and they draw attention to themselves for 30 seconds.
He said you're talking about putting pen to paper and his family listening to the radio and he's on the radio. I don't know. To me, it's easy to piece together.
Yeah. That struck me as more than just lyrics, but you know what, whether it is or isn't, just wow. That, I mean, just talk about pushing the limits, coming right out of the gate with those, that the first verses, yeah. About the abuse by the doctor. The bad doctor. All right. That's the new Youngblood. Here's the new Prong, non-existent. And of course, Prong is famous for which one-hit wonder song, Derek?
Oh, oh, I know it. I can't.
Brad?
Snap your finger, snap your neck.
Yes.
Yes. Is
that it? I'll point, Derek.
I was never a huge Prong fan. I actually like this song already better than most of this stuff.
How did you get Prong and Corrosion of Conformity confused? The one-hit wonders of heavy metal. Both great fucking songs, though.
COC had some good songs, more than one. I like this part.
I love that riff.
Yeah.
Oh, killer, right.
Killer riff.
They changed the tempo there.
Told you that Prong song's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Brad, where do you want to go from here?
I can't see all of them.
Well,
I know.
Did we do Stained last time?
We did not do Stained, and we also did not do your favorite band in the world, Smile World. By Blackstone Cherry.
Yeah, we could do that one. I like that one.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's actually a good. Docking. Really.
Derek, well, I was going to go again.
I was going to go Stained. No, he said Shocking.
Yeah, oh. Shocking.
You want to do Stained? All right. Okay, the new one from Stained, In This Condition.
I guess that Blackstone Cherry isn't that good.
What's the...
Well... If we were judging by clicks and spins, they weren't kind to the Blackwire. Now, I actually don't like Stain very much. I'm very lukewarm on this band.
I agree.
When their music is this tempo or more, a little bit more increased, I like when they strip it down, it goes slower. I don't. Stained is a dirtier sounding Creed.
This is actually pretty good.
I feel it caving in.
Love the guitar tone on this one, I'll tell you that. Thick and a little fuzzy. That's how Derek likes his women, thick and fuzzy.
70s style, baby.
You think that's drop C or is that... That's not drop D.
It's not that low. It's probably D. That's a good lyrical hook, too. This is a good song, man.
Wow, it's a clean break.
Off the new album, Confessions of the Fallen.
The song could have been 40 seconds short.
Well, it's coming in at a lean 3 minutes and 29 seconds. It's very radio friendly. That's an active rock radio hit all day long, man. That's going to do all good day. For them.
It was pretty good. I'm not a big Stained fan, but I like that song.
All your shirts have stains on them.
It's my underwear.
What about you, Derek? Do we want to revisit Phil Campbell and the Bastards that we've been able to squeeze in from last week?
Yeah, what I was going to say.
I think that would be appropriate. Yeah, but we didn't hear the song. We heard 20 seconds of it.
No, we called you a bastard.
Listen to this. Oh, he was with Motorhead. The guitar player from Motorhead, of course. This is his new band. Pretty lively. One of my favorite songs of the year from 2 years back.
Is this Filthy Phil?
Gotta be.
Love that, just hitting those big open chords.
I like that.
This actually is a great song.
It's actually criminal that I did not look up the singer's name to revisit the Bastards. We should know his name.
I mean, this is like the 25th time you brought the band. So, I was actually thinking about back to Motorhead and Phil. Do you think he was really limited in his guitar playing back then? Because, I mean, listen to him now. This is really great guitar.
Well, this isn't a Motorhead song, that's for sure.
No.
I don't know. It's tough. It would be tough being in Motorhead because, you know, Lenny plays his bass like a fucking guitar, and that's just right. Weird. It's very unique. I'm sure there were some moments in the studio where he just sat down and like, what the fuck am I gonna do with this? Am I gonna follow Lemmy? Am I gonna try to play some lead? I don't know. Whatever you play, it better be loud and fast.
Yeah, the 24 times that we covered this band prior, I guess I never really said Phil actually was the motor. The last week, you think? I'm like, oh my god!
Oh boy, knock it off, Brad! Knock it off!
Done with Brad.
All right, we have we got 6 minutes left. Derek steps away. Let's do a little real radio here. Let's do a little real radio. Brad, what in the hell is going on in Hawaii? Lahaina and Maui and the fires. What's your take on what the hell is happening out there?
Somebody in power made a mistake and they're trying to cover everything.
Except it was a lot of mistakes, because I tend to lean towards they burn these fucking people to death and now they're in full cover-up mode. I mean, first they say they didn't turn the power off, but now yesterday we find out they did turn the power off. So what
there
caused
fires? There was no order to pump water on the buildings either.
Yeah, they turn.
Gotta wait.
They turn the water off. It wouldn't have helped them in 70-mile-an-hour winds, but they didn't use the siren system. They didn't use the EMS system. They blocked the traffic. There's only two paved roads going out. They got a cop blocking down power lines that weren't even energized on one side. They got a power company crew putting telephone poles in 70-hour winds and a fucking firestorm on the other side. You know, they won't let the press in.
Sorry, Derek. We were waiting for you to come back so
Derek,
we could play Rock You Like a Hurricane.
The Lahaina fires in Maui. What the hell happened there? Is this just shit happens and people made stupid decisions, or is this more sinister? What's your take?
Well, I heard that was the only island that wasn't a smart island, and they resisted it, so they burnt it down because they were resisting getting on the grid, being a smart island, and being controlled.
Yeah, the poor people wouldn't sell.
Yep. So they burned them down. Those Richmond north of Richmond.
the Richmond north of Richmond burnt fucking Lahaina down. My 85% says, yeah, that's the way this thing happened. We got 2 minutes. Let's touch on Alice Cooper. I wasn't going to do it, but let's touch on it. Alice basically had the most popular take on it is stop trying to transition little kids. And he lost a Vampira makeup deal, like a goth makeup. He was hawking that for this company, and he was less than supportive of the trans agenda. And well, I guess he just won't be cutting that check anymore.
Poor Beefcake. He had to listen to Dawkins and now Alice Cooper. Oh,
I am not going to make him listen to all Alice Cooper. But I do think this chorus is awful, so we'll let it get to the bad part.
I like the piano in the first part.
Well, didn't I complain about pianos and rock music the other day?
I know. They're on the ivories for you, Brad. She's got big boots. I don't think Alice is singing about her boots.
Yeah, her feet. Her feet are so big.
She's got some big Doc Martens. All right. Thoughts and prayers from the Rockwire, Florida. You're not getting one hurricane. You're getting two hurricanes.